Welcome to the podcast, Design Your Success, the podcast where human design and business meet. Every week, I will drop a new episode with an inspiring guest who shares his or her story about their business and how human design has fit in and how it has made a change for them. My name is Nicolena Huizinga. I am your host and I am a business mentor and human design coach. Have fun listening. Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Design Your Success podcast, the podcast where human design and business meet. And this episode is a great one because I have got someone special with me, someone who has been with me on the journey of human design almost from the start. And I'm really excited that she's here. Welcome, Ugne.
Hello, thank you so much for having me here, Nicolene. It was a pleasure to see your journey and to be part of it and to learn so much. While you were journeying, we were having the ones who had privilege to follow you had their own journey of learning. So thank you for that too.
Excellent. All right. I'm really happy you're here. So before we dive into the content, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Oh, yes. So just a quick one. I'm Ugne Marchionno. As the name might sound already multinational, I'm a digital strategy coach with a multicultural background. And why that's important is because I really dive deep into your business to help you understand the DNA, first of all, and only then build a strategy that fits your strength and that feels natural and makes things easy. I believe that it shouldn't be complicated.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you are so great at making things simple and to align with basically any nationality, language, culture. How many languages do you speak?
Around seven.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness. As a language geek, I absolutely love that. But it's wonderful to see your journey and to witness what you're doing too. Before we dive into where you are today, I would love to hear, how did you start being a business owner?
It was a hard decision. I was really here and there, here and there. That was before I knew about human design. Now I would say like, oh, that's so clear. Now, at that moment, it was not clear to me. I was on the international life. So I left one job. I started another in the new country, then moved continent again. So from Europe to Asia to South America in Brazil. I was doing random jobs, anything that I could find, because of course it was also visa related sometimes. You're not always free to do what you want. So I really had a time to experiment and to start understanding myself better. I then moved into my maternity leave, one after the other. In between my children, I went back to corporate for 6 months. That was more than enough. And I said, okay. It just didn't sit well with me. There was something off. I couldn't really explain to myself what was not working. I liked the position. I liked the colleagues, but it was just that inner scratchy thing. It's not supposed to be there. I'm not supposed to be there. So I started slowly, and my first business actually was not a digital strategy because I was like, okay, probably it's marketing, it's advertising. Maybe I don't want to do that anymore, right? So I started making dolls. I was a doll maker for a period. I had also nice big projects with a daycare. From there on, I had people saying, oh, but why don't you come work in the daycare? I was like, wait, what? Me? No, I have no. And I always like, I need to have education and things I do. I need to have certifications because how can I do that if I'm not certified? So I said, no, okay, no, thank you. Have my own kids at home. That's enough. And slowly somehow I was like, okay, probably it was not the marketing. It was not the communication that I didn't like. And at that point, I founded the company that I have now, that's Aim2Wow. That's the digital strategy crafted for the business so that they can also feel comfortable with it and really do it with ease. Again, we're coming back to where we started. And I found ease there. It was really an instant click. Of course, when you start a business, it's never, or sometimes maybe it is. It wasn't for me. I was one of those that it was slow and steady. while it started growing, and it was really a long discovery journey. And I was happy to have you there too for the first few years together as accountability buddies. And was, yeah, a journey. So that's how it started. And it still is a journey, right? I think we never stop learning and growing.
Absolutely. It always is a journey. And it's the same with business, it's in life, it's human design, it's all a journey and it never stops. And I think that's the great bit about this. And for those who listened to you now explaining your story, how you became a business owner, you are a 5-1 sacral manifesting generator. And it all makes so much sense, what you just said, because as a manifesting generator, you're multi-talented, you're multi-passionate. There are so many things that you can do and so many things that you love doing. And choosing just one thing is very hard, is really difficult. And the thing you said about daycare, like, I need a certification, that's the one in your profile that is like, I need knowledge, I need a solid foundation, I need certifications, I need experience, etc. I have the one in my profile too. I can relate a lot to that because I encountered human design 5 years ago. And I didn't really start talking about it until 2 years, 2.5 years after, because I found that I didn't know enough and I really needed more knowledge and more experience, etc., before I could even talk about it. So I can totally relate to the one.
That's great to hear, because sometimes it feels like, am I alone there? Is it something I thought maybe cultural background? I don't know where it was coming from, but it's great to hear a confirmation. It is supposed to be like that. Okay,
good. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And especially what you said about, you know, kind of being all over the place, between air quotes, it is very typical for manifesting generators to be all over the place, which they're not. They're multi-passionate, multi-talented, and it's very hard for them to choose. So, and I remember us having a conversation about that, that you felt the need to choose. But when we spoke about you being a manifesting generator, you had like, oh my goodness, I'm so relieved that I don't have to choose. I need to do all these various projects in order to be creative. So, just being the multi-passionate, multi-talented manifesting generator is really encouraging you to do all these various things because you need them. And I think that's the best advice that you can get as a manifesting generator. Now, looking at your journey, what are the struggles, the hurdles that you came across, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, so my struggles were, I think we're going back to that multi-passion, multitasking. It's always when I started doing something, I would hear people like with the daycare, but why don't you do it for work? So when I started this business and I was really happy with it, I would still hear a lot of that. But why don't you do this for work? But why don't you keep doing this? And why don't... And inside of me, I was like, I just don't need it. I just don't know. I was really getting frustrated with it. And I was also getting distracted from my goals because I was thinking, I was getting into overthinking mode with all this input from outside. And I was saying, why are they saying this? Am I not good in what I'm doing? So do I need one more certification, right? Do I need to prove them I can do it? Do I need to show off more like what my clients say? See, my clients say I can do this. They're loving the work together. Mm. But it was really just too much at some point. And I had a harder moment in personal life too, where there was a lot on my shoulders and I was just getting under all of it. And that's when we had our talk too, more or less around that period. Yeah. And what I understood and the way I overcame it is I now allow myself to shift and drift to different projects, but I take them as energy sources. Mm-hmm. I keep out all those voices of saying, make living out of it. Like, I can't make living out of everything. I wish I could, but I can't. And again, my energy goes up and then drains. So I learned to use these side projects for that heap of energy, and then I channel it into my business. Mm. And then again, if I'm drifting, I know that probably my energy needs replenishment. I need the creativity to start flowing because I'm too much into routine and it's really starts grinding me inside the, you know, the wheels. You feel like a bit of becoming the flower. And I'm like, no, okay, there's something. So I can be, I don't know. Recently, I went downstairs for a cup of coffee. I renovated the dining table. That happens too. But I came back and I had the most productive day ever. So, so this is the way it still feels, again, work in progress. It's still learning how to do it, how to keep my head off. Because when I'm in the side project, I'm in it. So it's hard to lose the main focus. I still have the business and I still want to focus on there. So it's really, it's a delicate balance. I feel like it's becoming easier, but it's always, yeah. And I'm just trying to allow myself the space.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And to be aware of how you operate. So looking at your body graph, you have your head center and your asana center, the top two in your body graph, they are open, which means that you are open to other people's ideas, inspiration, and other ways to do things. And so to translate ideas into action, you really literally have an open mind. So when people tell you, like, oh, why don't you turn this into a business? And that's exactly what happens with an open mind, like an open head, an open asana, that you're like, oh, yeah, I could turn this into a business. Oh, that's interesting. Let's explore that idea. So it's really important to set some boundaries on how much you take in when it comes to feedback, when it comes to ideas, when it comes to inspiration, and also about other people's opinions. Because looking at your chart, you also have an open heart center, which is the small triangle on the right of your chart. And that means that you're sensitive to other people's opinions, or you could be sensitive to other people's opinions. And it also says that your willpower and determination doesn't have a consistent energy. So it's not that you don't have it, but having it consistently is not like a natural thing for you. So it comes and goes in waves, but it's also being sensitive to other people's opinions. And that can be hard with an open head, open asana, and an open heart center. You could easily be distracted by stuff. And when you know, you just know. And then you're like, okay, I need to set up some boundaries. So not too many new ideas, not too many concepts. So I love what you said about using the side projects as energy for what you are really here to do with your business. So well done on channeling that and focusing on that. So I love that, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the hard part of what you just said really resonated with me. The open mind is like, somehow, I don't know, I need to wear a hat. I feel like I'm just put something on. Like, okay, stop now. Thinking a bit of mindfulness probably wouldn't hurt at this point when I feel overwhelmed with the, especially what you were saying, the output from people. So opinions, judgments, yeah. Or sometimes probably it's an opinion and I take it as a judgment because of this. Yeah,
because it's also, you also have an open solar plexus, which is all about emotions. So you easily pick up on other people's emotions. So when they feel, I don't know, annoyed, irritated, or excited or whatever, you are like a radar to that. So you pick up on the emotions, you pick up on the judgments, and you have an open head and open asana. So there are a lot of things going on with the open centers. And it's great because being able to sense other people's emotions is just great, because it's a super talent to have. When you do too much of it and you're not aware of it, it could get too overwhelming. So so it's just knowing how to navigate it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I totally get it as a manifesting generator. And as a manifesting generator, you're quick. You can see, like, okay, I can take a shortcut. Like, how do I get from A to B the most efficient and the fastest way, that's your super talent as a manifesting generator. So not everyone may be able to follow you on that. And that's an important thing to be aware of as a manifesting generator. Like, okay, yeah, I'm quick. I know.
Yeah, that's something I also learned from you, just to take a step back. And I was like, okay, I step back and I'd rather observe now, as you said, the emotions, what's happening, give the space and hold the space instead of just dragging people along. Because I get excited. I analyze businesses and I'm like, oh, this is so good. Yes. You can do this, you can do that, we can do this and you can do that. And that, well, it just, and then I look at people and they're like, oh,
what?
I get you're excited, but about what?
yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, right, so yeah. Obviously you know more about your human design now. So how do you apply these elements in your business and in life in general?
So in my business, actually, I did quite a big change of changing my products. What I did is really, before that, it would be more like hand-in-hand work with the client. Now what I do is I do a strategy session where we dive in, but I just pick their brains of understanding what the business is. I step back, which is said, hold space. Mm-hmm. So they have the chance to say how they feel exactly. So I can translate that into strategy already, where they are, what's blocking them, and so on and so forth, without entering too much into the detail. But it's really that moment. And then what I do is I take all the information, I leave them for 2 weeks, and I work on that. And why 2 weeks? Because then I take my time. I do it on the spot. Once the strategy is finished, I prepare everything. I come back after a day, I come back after a week, I revise, I see if it's too fast, if I can put in a bit more. Usually with social media, the strategy is less is better than more, but with the strategy for it, I feel like I can add more. Mm. But add more in the sense of direction. Yeah. So be really like, you need to do, if you have this, you do this and this and this. So give clarity to that. Yeah. And I really felt the change in how the product, the final product, is perceived by the client too. Mm. Yeah.
I can imagine. Yeah. And I saw you and I witnessed you doing that, because we had a talk about my Instagram, for instance, and I really literally saw you doing that. Like, okay, reverse engineer the steps. Like, okay, if this is where you want to go, then you need to do this and you need to do this and you need to do that. And that was really clear. So I love it how you put this into practice and make your life easier, basically, and make the life of your clients easier by doing that too.
Because yeah, the aim is the mutual understanding, right? I want to do something, and I'm really that passion, that one in my design is also on that side. I want maximum quality from what I produce.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I give a product, a service, it really must make an impact, as I say. But it, of course, depends on how much it is applied on the other side. But for the application to happen, it needs to be very clear. And that was my difficulty for a long time. Mm. Say, oh, but it's easy.
Yeah.
This. And that, and there you go. And then I let go, and then they're like, well, you're not posting. Yeah, because, you know, it just happened too fast. They would feel overwhelmed. Yeah. And that part, of course, when you analyze your business from scratch and you go through all of it in 3 hours, it might still be there, but it's now a different feeling. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's so funny what you said about that people are like overwhelmed because it's not so easy. And that's the thing with manifesting generators, and especially with the five in your proof. So you have the five in your conscious design, and the five is all about helping people, fixing, supporting, and always having an answer. You always have an answer, which is great. But then for other people, and manifesting generators represent 33% of the entire population. So the other 67% is not as quick as you are. So we need some more time. I'm a generator. I need some more time. And for you, what may be really crystal clear for you as a manifesting generator, like, yeah, this is great. So A to B, do this, and you're done. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, and it's really what you said, what you more times said, and I've heard you in your Facebook group and I heard you in your podcast saying with the manifesting generator is also the reply to something, like, yes, wait for it. The learning to wait. Oh, yeah, that was hard. It is hard.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, this, and poof. And, yeah, and then I'm like, yeah, what, why didn't it go through? What happened? And I was like, yeah, of course, I just took it. I threw it like a snowball down the hill. Yeah. So it drives to people down the hill like a huge avalanche. And it's,
yeah, but it's also, you know, with the drive to help people, the five in your profile is all about helping people. So there's such a strong desire to help people. And you, with you, with the one in your profile, with having a lot of knowledge, it's like the strong desire to help, and you have a lot of knowledge. It's incredibly easy to overwhelm people with knowledge, with the drive, like, oh, but do this and you'll be fine. And people are like, well, I don't know what to do. But it's so
great,
good
for the sales calls, because then I'm like, whoa, okay, all the, like, you know, there's so many ideas, just work with me, I'll have all the ideas. But yeah, the process then would be a bit too much. And I really feel the human design in the energy, in the energy I approach life in general, in the energy I approach work, in the way I talk with the clients. That's really, whoa. Yeah, it was mind-blowing when I learned why this is happening, how this is happening. And really, again, my approach was just to, okay, I know it. I can't go against it.
Mm.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's learned by doing a bit, yeah, but acceptance. And that's also, I don't know if it's in my profile, but that was something hard to accept, to let go of the control.
Yeah.
Things are happening as they're happening. Some of them you can't impact. You can't help everyone, or you can't, yeah, force
that's,
it.
That's always the big challenge for people with five in their profile, that they need to choose who they help and who they don't help. That's always a challenge, because you want to help everyone. And you have, in potential, you have the ability to help everyone. The only question is, how many hours do you have in a day? Because we all have 24 hours in a day. And even though manifesting generators like yourself can do a lot in those 24 hours, you need some rest and sleep as well. So it's really important to, well, I would say, to prioritize, like, who do I really help? Always, who are the people that I help when I have time, and only when I have time, and not like all the time. But that's always a challenge for people with a five in their profile. So when we look at your journey and the things that you've done, and I always ask this question to everyone on the podcast, what would you say your definition of success would be?
Balance. Really, balance. It's just the time to enjoy every moment, and that for me happens when there's balance. If I'm pushing too much at work, I'll be taking off something from home, from myself in first person, because I tend to be a bit everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm really, it's just about finding places, finding people, and finding hobbies or tools, I don't know how to call them, to balance out. I don't believe in success as, for me, I mean, for me, the success is not growing a huge corporation, becoming a CEO or CFO of a big company, something that I always thought is my way when I just finished university, because it was like, yeah, you're the leader of the future, you can do this, you can do everything. And that was like a bit culturally too. And it was a striking moment for me when I was like, nope, I don't need that. I don't want that. Would that make me happy? I don't think so. So it's really about leaving time for the passions, leaving time and focus for my business, and leaving a lot of time and focus for my family. That's something very, very important for me.
Yeah, I remember that we spoke about this when you were running a workshop or you were promoting a workshop that you had planned and it didn't sell. And then we tweaked just the time and the content to delivering the workshop during school hours. And then all of a sudden it got sold out. So that was the alignment that was missing, that you were planning to do a whole day from, I don't know, from 9 to 5 or something. Yeah. And then,
The massive manifesting generator thing of
yeah. And
huge.
then we decided to do it between 10 and 3, and it was sold out in no time because you really made the choice to align it with your definition of success, basically. Yeah. So how do you feel when you're out of alignment with your definition of success? What do you notice?
First thing is my physical body. I really trust it. I think I have the gut feeling, but I have it. My gut is a bit extended. I just start feeling off. Like, I don't know, simple things like acidity. I'm like, oops, okay, where am I pushing too hard? It's not an extra coffee I drank. It's something that I'm doing usually that's offsetting me. Tiredness. I'm apathic, like, going into dips of like, I don't want to do anything. Is that right? What I'm doing is, oh, it just really, I can't get the words out of my mouth at those moments. I just feel like, okay, I would lay down on the floor for 3 hours or watch, I don't know, Netflix without any criteria for days, and that would be okay. That's really the sign for me. And what I do usually is I allow myself a break just to tune in again with that gut feeling, whatever it is in the body. Is it the brain? Is it the heart? Am I usually, if it's overworking and giving too much of myself to the business side, it will be somewhere here, sitting somewhere here. Then I just go to my garden. I have a veggie patch and vegetable garden. I'll get in there, and it's my never-ending project. That's the lovely space because there I can leave things unfinished. I just leave and leave them behind. That was just poof. And that was something again that came out of talking with you. I was like, oh yeah, there I can leave things. They're not gonna bug me from because I don't see it from it's outside the town, so I don't see it from my window. I'm like, okay, good. Just stay there. So I would usually just, yeah, dig, literally dig dirt, get through the process and understand what's happening and bring it back. And it's usually also giving myself back something to myself, taking time to myself. Because that was the hardest lesson, really, learning that if I'm not okay, I can't help.
It's so valid that you say what you say about helping yourself first. And that as well is one of the biggest challenges of people with a five in their profile. They are so keen on helping others that they forget to help themselves first. And it's such a cliche, and we've all heard it and we all know it, like, oh, you need to put on your own oxygen mask first. We all know it, but we don't always do it. And especially people with a five in their profile can struggle with that. So,
I love a very simple example how they explain it to kids in schools. It's the bucket. Is your bucket full or empty? And for me, it was literally like, oh, okay, but if it's empty, what do I give? Nothing. So it was, I needed probably that simple explanation. See, sometimes it's in simplicity in the small details. I
True.
was like, oh, yeah, good. Now I have my bucket thing and I can tell it to people. My bucket is empty.
Yeah.
That's it. Back off.
Yeah, I've got nothing to give. Excellent. I love that. So before we start wrapping up this wonderful conversation, I mean, I know you and I can talk for hours, and we've done that in the past. We're not going to do that for the podcast. What would be your top three pieces of advice that you would like to share with our listeners?
My top three starts with the number one that actually is the main force, is find your passion. If you've lost it, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're running a business, if you're working for someone, we always start for a reason, right? And we very oftentimes lose the reason. We lose the passion because whatever type of work you're doing, there's a lot, especially if we're talking about entrepreneurs, you know, you're wearing many hats, business, you know, you have people depending on you. Even if you're in team, if it's not your business, if you're a mom, if you're not, you always have so many things going on. So that passion is there. We start, we do it, and we forget about it. That's where things get hard. And especially, I'm a digital strategist. So if we apply this to our visibility online, it becomes extremely hard to be visible because we're not doing it from our hearts. It's not natural. And when something's unnatural, when we really need to push, every time we're visible, we need to push a barrier and push again. You just don't want to do it, right? Mm-hmm. You can't do it. And when you do it with that, the only objective in your head is really go over the barrier. But when you want to be visible, what you need to have is clear goals on where you want to arrive. So eyes on the finish, not on the first barrier. Otherwise, you just can't get there. Yeah. So once you've had that, don't overthink it. That's number two. And it's valid for content, for newsletters, for even for a website, right? All your digital platforms. Don't overthink it. And why is the tip number three? Because the only way to know that things work is to test.
Mm-hmm.
So you had an idea, you started to develop it. I just did a story on Instagram recently that binds nicely to this. Be the Santa Claus. You go in through the chimney, you jump in, you leave the present, you poof, disappear. You don't stay, right? And then what you do is you see through the window, what are the children doing with that present, right? So that's what you do. It might not please the algorithm. So if you're talking about social media, stay there 15 minutes before, then drop the present, get out.
Mm-hmm.
Run. Don't come back, don't delete. There are no errors. The only error is not being there, not putting your thoughts out, because you'll never know what can happen.
Mm.
When you really combine these things together, so you find the passion, you let it flow freely in your thoughts, you will be connecting better with your audiences. And once you're connected, you can really test and they will forgive you the errors. And I'm just coming back to plain reality. I mean, it's so fast. There's so much online that they won't notice your error. What is an error for us when we start overthinking and being hard on us, for them, it's, oh, yeah, not interesting. Moved on. They probably haven't even read that. I think that's the wrap up for my three tips, really.
Absolutely.
Allow yourself to be authentic, to find that authenticity in you, in your business, and move forward with that one. It will make things easier.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's simple and yet so profound. And as a profile line three that I am a 1-3 generator. The three is all about testing, trying, experimenting. And so many people with a three in their profile, they test and try things and then it doesn't work. And they think like, oh, I have failed. So I love the Santa Claus image. Like, go in, drop your stuff and get out.
Run before they saw you.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely. So yeah, great tips. And I'm sure people want to connect with you after listening to this. So we're going to share all your details in the show notes and people will be able to contact you, and they should, because you're amazing at what you do. And you really have a great eye for those elements that can really create needle moving activities for business owners. So connect with Ugne. She's amazing. So
thank you, Nicoline, and thank you for having me on your podcast. It's really, like you said, I could talk for hours about what happened with my life and everything just by learning bit by bits about human design from you.
Great. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll definitely stay in touch. Thank you for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing your thoughts, so please let us know and subscribe so you will never miss the next episode.